One of the most widely read books in English written by the leading American psychologist William James. The whole book, chapter after chapter, describes one saint after another of the Catholic Church, of Francis of Assisi, a Teresa of Avila, a Margaret Mary, and each chapter analyzes the saints as psychopathologically sick. And I know what I'm talking about. My week stay at Rome this past March, called there by the Holy See because of the problems in our country, especially moral problems, and the practice, widespread practice of homosexuality. Those who do not conform to, well, the homosexual mentality, are considered abnormal. They have a disease, a sickness. I'm sure you've heard it. They have homophobia. And if they're priests, they are sent to a mental institution. Faith depends on a very humble mind. And I never say this without grave reason publicly to the missionaries of charity. I have taught too many students in too many universities. The missionaries of charity are above average in intelligence. Thank God, most of you don't have. May I ask, how many of you have had a college education? One, two, three. Pardon me for saying this. Thank God. With apologies to those of you who had a college education. I've got my share of graduate degrees. A simple, childlike faith. And the Redeemer, when he became man and was born, chose whom he was first to be identified with. He was identified with and by four shepherds. And 33 years later, who rejected him? The intellectuals, the leaders of the Jewish people. That's part two of our three-part meditation in all the major. You'll say, Father, please. Any Bible that you read, you might look it up again, that speaks of the Magi as astrologers, astrology. As we know, is a pseudoscience, believing that somehow our lives are shaped. Now you know enough about astrology. No, the Magi are wise men from the East. Tradition tells us he belonged to the nobility. And talk about miracles. God decided to reveal the birth of his son to shepherds by an angel appearing to them. And then, I don't think it was a long walk. It was the sheep. That would have been too much for the sheep. The place must have been near where Christ was born. The Magi. Oh, that was another story. They were divinely enlightened. That a king, the king of the Jews, was to be born. And a star, and notice in the east, now have us east of Bethlehem. And we don't know, the Magi could have come from India. We don't know. But they came from east of Bethlehem and followed the star. You know what happened. They reached Jerusalem because it was miraculous. He told them it was the king of the Jews. Well, where do you expect to find the king? Except in the capital of Israel, Jerusalem. So they stopped in Jerusalem and wanted to talk to Herod. We understand that the king of the Jews has been born. And Herod must have said, king of who? I thought I was king. And Herod was a smart man. He had, remember, his specialist took it up in the scriptures. And what did the Old Testament scriptures tell us? Where would the Messiah be born? In Bethlehem. So Herod said to the Magi, you find this king of the Jews. And when you find him, come back and tell me, so that I too may go and pay my respect, in fact, my homage to him. Every sinner is a liar. Every sinner is a liar. Sinners do not want to display their sinfulness. Oh, how pious sinners can seem to be. So they went, the Magi found the Christ child.